that there are five aliyas on Yom Kippur, there are six aliyas on Shabbos, there are seven aliyas. Ain't Batsaman, you shouldn't give less than 5, 6, 7. And the Masid Malay. The simple reading of the Mishnah is you're permitted to make Batsaman on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, and on Yom Kippur. Because nobody goes to work on those days. So there's no Dimon Malach Allah. And Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, the days have a little more significance than a regular Shemar HaKadoshi. So you give four aliyahs. But people do go to work. So you can't make those sofas, you're not allowed to make those sofas. In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes the following. What if there's a chassan who just got married in the middle of Shemus HaMam, so chassan has a mitzvah of simcha. Because of the chassan's mitzvah of simcha, there's a chiyuv to give him an aliyah. What's the connection? Because he has a mitzvah of simcha, there's a chiyuv to give him an aliyah. Very clear. So Leitchik explained, you look in the Ramah and Hilchos Yontif, the Ramah says, on Yontif there's a mitzvah of simcha, salat, and hagiyah, that's all the other thing. The Rambam says, what's the definition of simcha? Simcha means to eat, drink, and be merry. That simcha is sakeris. That's the simcha of your belly. You enjoy simcha, real simcha, a lofty, elevated form of simcha is samer. That's how we love it. To cheer up those people who are less fortunate than you. To give tzedakah. So, samach, after the lady, you give a yasa, mama, she became better. The way to fulfill simcha, that's why there's a mitzvah to make an appeal. An appeal not be issued, that's another mitzvah. An appeal to tzedakah from Aliyah. Because that's the way that the person has yonkah. People think that the yisker is a time of sadness on yonkah. Yisker, the ikra of yisker really is simchas yonkah. And you're giving tzedakah, and they're making an appeal to give tzedakah to Aliyah. And then, once you're giving tzedakah, you have a right to ask. Let this be counted as a schus for my parents, my grandparents, who taught me how to give tzedakah. The Gemara says you're not allowed to ask for Lot and Asuas Hashem. You're not allowed to ask after Mokorahu. I behaved today, I daven nicely, I learned and I let fill in. Give me a break, I should make my loss. You're not allowed to ask for reward for doing this. With the one exception of tzedakah, it says you should not that way. Because Navi says, you're allowed to test me out. You give me tzedakah, you're allowed to ask. I gave you tzedakah, so please give me parnasa, so give me good help, and you can shoot up and so on. So the meaning is that on every Yom Kippur, you want to fulfill tzedakah, you want to give you some echoes of the rolling to cheer up those who are less fortunate than we are. So since we're giving tzedakah in order to fulfill simchas yontif, let me say this should be a schus for the niftarim that they were the ones who trained us in giving tzedakah. They didn't train us as miserable people, but they brought us into the world. Okay, so they're responsible for that. Indirect, they're responsible for bringing us into the world, and it was our idea to give it. So people make a mistake, they think when they say yes for yontif, it's the same type of that's going to be the chip of it. That's the way to fulfill simcha. So part of simcha and the samech is so acherim, the cheer up others, is to tell them libre tarifa. The kuya shem shem is not chile, and you learn, it's very chipple. One is a bishabah, one is not allowed to learn. Because the san chile, one is observing shiva, not allowed to learn means the san chile. So the person gives a shiur, first he teaches Torah to others, that's a form of Nikhu Sameach Achira. So the Zman HaGemara, the one who got an aliyah, used to learn. The Zman HaZeh, Tosis says, today Shalom HaBash is Kish Eni Yodeya. So our practice is to have the Balkari learn. So we spoke about the two versions in that frame. How does it work? What do you mean? I say the bracha, he's laying it. It's supposed to be the same person who's laying it, the same the bracha. So we usually assume that Pshat is, it's based on Shanei Kodim. Which way Shanei Kodim? We usually assume that Al-Kore is laying on my behalf, because we're afraid I may not know the trap, I may not know the Nikudis. I'll kill the whole Aliyah, I'll be dead, humiliated, I'll be embarrassed. So today we don't know the Lord of Aishas, Shanei Adeya, we use the Klal of Shanei Kodim, the Al-Kore laying on my behalf, to consider as if I was, the one about the Aliyah, was Maman and Torah Lachir. So the Chosin has a Chiyah Simcha, so just to eat, drink, and be merry, to have a good time with his color, that's in his Akeris. A higher level of Simcha, like the Rama writes in the Chesiyantiv, is the Sameach Esau Acherim. The Sameach Esau Acherim means to give tzedakah, and can say Divrei Torah. So that's why it's a chiyuv for a chassan to get married. Not by the oifel. The oifel, that's before he got married. He's not a chassan yet. He's engaged. Chassan is a mishivus of mishnah. So that's a chiyuv to give the chassan an aliyah. Yom Tov also is a mitzvah simcha. So there's a big inyan. A person should try to get an aliyah on Yom Tov. A lot of shows they auction off the aliyahs, because there are only five aliyahs on Yom Tov, and the mafta, that's it. So whoever gets a chance to get an aliyah is really melamed Torah l'acher. He's fulfilling Simchas Yom Tov by teaching Torah to everybody else. And there are only so many aliyahs. It's a great demand, a very short supply, so it's very valuable. It's worth a lot of money, so they auction it off and make money for the job. It's actually not the chassan is a thief. What do you do? Monday morning, the two chassan are sure. Nobody's in front, nobody's in front, and they both be served. So you can only give one aliyah, so one will get another one, will not. So there are more rights, you don't pass my course, there are more rights. When you have a chassan, it's like Yom Tov. Yom Tov, you're allowed to make this offer. So you give four aliyahs on Monday morning. So that brain is yes. For him it's a Yom Tov. Everybody else has to go to work. There's people in Malacha. Can you make this offer? You don't accept that Ramon. The other part of the Ramon you do accept. And the person is a fear. Okay? So the person is a coin or a lady. But one aliyah, so you give him the Shlishi. You don't give him half of the Giddush. You give him the Lama Torah. That's why it's interesting. It says on Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to learn Torah, but you're permitted to learn Hilchas Avelus and Hilchas Tisha B'Av. What about the Gimashir, Hilchas Avelus and Hilchas Tisha B'Av? So that is not permissible. Sotra has a tribute, but that's not permissible. The Gimashir, the Lama Torah L'Acherim, is a special form of Simcha. Limerat Torah, if it's Hilchas Avelus and Hilchas Tisha B'Av, so we don't say that that's so much for something. Let's say the Hayyai. Say the Hayyai. Let's say Tisha B'Av. One is a bit like Shiva. So if you go to Lake Kriya Satar, because you all have to walk out from the Lady Kriya Satar, Tisha B'Av, you have to walk out. The answer is, nah, say the Hayyai, people don't get so excited. They say Psukin Zimris from Tilly. I'm not going to say Tilim and Tisha B'Av. I'm not going to say Tilim and Tisha B'Av. I mean, I'm going to say Tilim and Tisha B'Av. So Shulchan Aruch, they call that Tzedai, regular, the standard, what they say. It's printed in their Siddur, every day you say it. That's not going to sound like that. The Abel, let's say the Abel, they have a minion in the middle of Shiddur. The Abel doesn't have to walk out before Shiddur. But they're not supposed to give him an Aliyah. Why can't you give him an Aliyah? Tzedai, there's no Issa. Shulchan Aruch, they quote, when Tom's sister died, that's the only way to know he had a sister. Because he brought the dead, his sister died. And on Shabbos he went to Shul. Third Shul, he said, oh, Shabbos double goes to Shul. And every Shabbos Rabbeinu Tam always got Shlishi. He was the rogue, he was a Tam. Even the Shabbos, when he was a little of Shiva, he also took the Aliyah, because if he wouldn't take the Aliyah, that would be observing of Rabbeinu's Kepharis. And on Shabbos, one is not permitted to observe Rabbeinu's Kepharis. So normally, one is an Avelis, not allowed to get an Aliyah, but the Rabbeinu Tam said it would be Avelis Kepharis, because every week he got Shiva. What if Avelis Kepharis? You're allowed to stay in Shul when you make prayers on Torah. That's what we call Seidu Ayayim. But why is it an out-of-day serve to get an Aliyah? So the Rosh Hashanah can explain what Sabserim says the same in the Tshuva. He said, no, when you get an Aliyah, it's considered based on Shemei Kohenah, the Balkar is going to you with the Tshuva. It's if you're Malamed Torah L'Acherim. So if you're Malamed Torah L'Acherim, that's a new form of sin. Shemei Kohenah L'Acherim. It's one form of Limud HaTorah. It's sin. Seidu Ayayim is not sin. Those are Sabelis, it's not sin. If you give a Shir on Tisha B'Av, it's Tisha B'Av, to give a share in Hilchos Avelus, that's all that. That's what it says. Lama Dara Macher is a new form of Sikh.
Shnai Mikra Bimater Avelus? Shnai Mikra? Avelus?
Shnai Mikra says it's permissible if you can't avoid it, if you can't avoid it. It's a defense by the Tishma. The Tishma design is Sunday this year. If you got the whole week, what did you mean to do in Shnai Mikra? That's a guy's in the middle of Shiva. You have to have the time to be not a sinner. I don't know. Most people don't learn that. Say, I'm Self, you're giving your kippah the Hashivas like Shabbos. Shabbos is the top of the list, so Shabbos you're allowed to make myself. When you open the Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to make myself. So the common meaning is when Machmer like that, the Raj, when Machmer like that, right? Except the Raj, except on some Tastur. You give everybody Aliyah, so we make ourselves. So Richard said, the meaning is that on Shabbos, Yom Tov Shechol is for Shabbos, you should be allowed to make yourself. That's seven aliyahs. The meaning is you don't make yourself. That's the first third of the meaning is that you do make yourself. So what is that? That's the meaning is that when you lay a yantar being a kriya, you don't make yourself. When you lay the Shabbos, you can get some first third, you lay the less like rough. When the kriya is a yantar being a kriya, the yantar being a kriya doesn't lend itself to itself. Shabbos being a kriya doesn't lend itself. That's a meaning like that. So that none of the Rishonim say that. That's the common meaning for that. So the Rabbi Yitam, that's where we left on next time. The Yitam has a Shaila. The next stop. So Gimel Amar Aleph, the Lord has a Shaila. The Boilu, so we have the 8 lines from the bottom. Boilu, the last word in the line is Machpir. The first word in the next line, Maushiyava the Minyan Shiva. The Shabbos you have to give 7 aliyahs. Machpir is Machpir the last aliyah, or Machpir is 7. So it's a machleik and some are right. So we pass it, so it's a machleik and Rabbi Yitam, Rabbi Yitam, Shulman, this program. So the Rabbi Yitam obviously thinks that it's permissible to make those sacrifices on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and on Yom Kippur, because he says, Mikra Din, you only give 5 aliyahs on Yom Kippur, and 5 aliyahs is the machleik. We make an extra aliyah, why not? Why not satisfy the other opinion, even though you don't pass it? Rabbi Yitam really thinks that it's mutter to make the serpents. We do it the nicer. We do it every yom. We give 5 aliyahs and 6 chatzitzah. And we give another aliyah. We give it 6 aliyahs. Rabbi Yitam says, well, that's what we do all the time. We always make the serpents. What are we worried? Why should we try to satisfy the other opinion? We don't pass like the other opinion. How do you know how you pass? You know, the time of Sibur, you only give 3 aliyahs. The third one is the mafkir. Because on the time of Sibur, people go to work. So you're not allowed to make the serpents. And the time is simple, we have a lot of Mekos Shabbos, the Machmir is the third aliyah, the Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, we're allowed to make those Shabbos, and we want to satisfy the other people. Why are we so interested in satisfying the other opinion? So that's an Indian that appears in the Gemara in many places. We say, you have a Machlekes, you don't have a Machlekes between the Reform and the Orthodox. You have a Machlekes, Bishan, the Silon, you have a Machlekes over here. They're all working with the Midrash HaTorah and the They're arguing, they're both working with Shem Shammai within the rules, within the system. So we say, doesn't mean you can, whatever you're passing, whatever you do is okay. That's not correct. Means when you learn by Shem Shita, it's not big to third. Even though we know in advance that we don't accept by Shem Shita, the rule, but still, when you learn, we know in advance. When you want, there's a big sugya about the Shabbat, but Zikr, we know in advance we don't pass on the Shabbat. That's not people Torah, it's a chemical of Shal Torah. Even though, as far as Kodesh HaGam is concerned, we absolutely don't observe it at all. And many machlokes in our day, when we're discussing a shita that's based on Yiddish, I'll turn the reference and say, that's a key of Talmud. So in Bisham and Misilah, that's as far as it goes. It's literally King Christ. Because Bisham and Misilah were together in the same way as many people, he says, and they were outvoted. Bisham and Misilah were outvoted. So true, the Gemara says in the end of the first parakeet of the Lamas, also Bisham and Kidiran, even after they were outvoted, the Talmidim of the Bisham and followed the Sheikhs of Dera. That's the din. Every person is supposed to have a Rebbe and follow, unless he himself is a Chacham Shehi or a Rebbe, unless he's entitled to the thing. Most learned people are not entitled to the thing. If you really have acquire the knowledge in order to be entitled to express your opinion. The person is entitled to his own things, has a right to acquire it, and cheat on everything. But those people are not like that. So the obligation is to follow Rabbi Mubarak on the assumption that the Rabbi Mubarak was entitled to it. Sometimes the Rabbi Mubarak is also not entitled to it. Although not such a big one. How do you know that there's such a din? The Iker Halacha is that everyone who thinks to follow Rabbi Mubarak, even if he were outvoted, if Yishamai were outvoted, they were together. Nonetheless, also Yishamai can do wrangling. I said, if I lead him up with Yishamai, follow the Shittas of the Yishamai. Yeah, where's the same point? That there's such a thing. Everyone who thinks to follow the Psaq, the opinion of the Rebbe, Rabbi Mubarak. The Mokir is the Parsha, it's often numbered. It says, any Psaq Halacha that's given by the best on Torah, no Kofim is allowed to pass from against. You can argue with them, maybe they should change their mind. You can give a public shear and explain why you don't think that they're right, but you're not allowed to pass in a lot of advice against them. Yeah. Why are you not allowed to pass in against them? So we have to have a lot of us they should have just the Ishkala Yashab, everybody's going to do whatever you don't please. So part of the story is the following, that the Bezdin HaGadol is not a political institution. They think that they only have dirt, that he members of the Bez Nagoro. When the Agudas Yisrael was originally organized years ago in Europe, so they decided they wanted to have a bad Nazis to go to the dirt. Good idea. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman sent him a letter. He thinks that the bad Nazis to go to the dirt should not be restricted only to people who belong to Agudas. Sometimes there will be Gedolei HaDor and they don't want to join Aguda, right or wrong. For whatever reason, they don't want to join Aguda. But God knows Gedolei HaDor, if you're going to restrict it only to members of the Aguda, then you're making it into a political organization. The Talmid HaChacham may not want to join Aguda. Unfortunately, they didn't listen to him. God knows Gedolei HaDor only consists of people who are God-carrying members of the Aguda. So it's a political organization. But the Bez Nagoro was not a political one. The Bez Nagoro was the Gedolei HaDor. So it's a Tosis and Brochus that's accepting the Halacha and Pesach. One Brochus tells the story that when Shmuel was a little baby, his mother Chana brought him to the Mishkan Shin of the Eli, and he saw, the little kid saw the way that Eli is insisting that the Kohen has to chef the components, and the little kid said it's a mistake, that Shchita Kshay was on. He showed Eli from the Sukkot Mechumash. So Eli says, little kid, you're right, but you deserve this of the Shemai because you're more Allah with the Rabbi. So Tosis says, but more Allah with the Rabbi. He never met him before. He was a little baby, the first time his mother brought him to Mishnah Shiloh. He was a sickly child. So the mother didn't bring him to Mishkan Shiloh. When he went to Boiler Regal, she stayed behind because he was a Shvacha baby. He never saw Eli before in his life. All of a sudden, Eli becomes rabbi. So Tosis says the Gedolei HaDor have the status of Rabbi Mubarak, and their influence is felt on everybody. And that's more than Yerudea. That Chiddush of Tosis is quoted in Shekhinah Yerudea. There's a din of Rabbi Mubarak and a din of Rabbi. There's a din of, whenever you have a Halakhachar, there's a thing of Hadarta of the Mezorah. You have to be in the Chabad. Hadar is covered. If you have Rabbi Mubarak, there's a din of Esau Shamachet, and here the Rabbis come in the Chachamah. Moira Rabba Kamoira Shamai Moira means covered square, extra degree of covered. So that extra degree is Moira, Moira Rabba Kamoira Shamai, burned up in the word S. Esau Tafel, Kamina Chachamah, my Tafel to the Rabbi Shamai. That's only by Rabbi Mubarak. That's what Tosis says, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Moira is only by Rabbi Mubarak, and covered is by anybody. So it says in the Yerudea that the Gedolei HaDor have the status of Rabbi Mubarak, all of the people in their generation. So the Bez Nagoro is not a political organization. You don't have to be a member of any Aguda Mizrahi Natura Karta. They pick whoever the Gedolei HaDor, and if someone retires or dies, and they pick the next guy who's next in line. Learning, they pick the Gedolei HaDor. So the Saka, the Bez Nagoro, is binding because Rabbi Mubarak. Gedolei HaDor have the status of Rabbi Mubarak, of all the people that live in that generation. So that's the Mokka for this Halacha. Every person is the faithful father of the Pesach, and Rabbi Mubarak. course, look, the Mamre is 5 meters. 5 meters only the first Nagorim, and Lishkas Hagozim. The 5 meters doesn't even apply to the first Nagorim, and he gave the Psaq Shalom of Kumim, the one that the Lishkas Hagozim at the time. So that part of the Parsha of Zohar Mamre all applies to the first Nagorim. Today, a person is not going to follow Rabbi Luger, walk behind this Parsha line. But part of the Parsha of Zohar Mamre, one aspect of the parasha teaches us this Ikar and Halacha. Everyone is afraid to follow the Piska Halacha Rabba Luba, unless they themselves are entitled to an opinion. If he himself is a Chacham Shabir Ha'ra, he's entitled to disagree with his Rabba Luba. And every so often, Rebbe Rav Shemuel's father and his son Pini, Rebbe disagrees with his father. So in Shulchan Aruch they quote the Kasha, there's a din of Kibbut Aviyem and a din of Moira Aviyem. So Moira Aviyem, one of the aspects of Moira Aviyem is Einu Chalek Al Bar. He doesn't disagree with the Torah. So how did Rebbe disagree so often with his father of Shemuel? So Shulchan Aruch is saying Einu Chalek Al Bar means the father gives a whole speech, he explains why Trump is going to win the election. I'm going to give a whole speech, I don't think it's going to happen. I give a whole analysis. But don't be Chalek Al Bar. What's the difference? My father gives a whole speech about history. It's not relevant. I don't agree with this enough. But don't be chayel kafir. My father's pasuk and he did this like this, and I hold it's wrong. So I have a responsibility to say I don't agree with my father. My father is a recognized person, and he encourages everybody to vote for Hillary Clinton. And I hold that's a disaster. I have to open up my mouth and I have to be chayel kafir. Never speak of the miser. But then of Moira Aviyena, after the Chodek Al Bar, this one is not Negev. Whenever it is Negev, after the Chodek Al Bar. So if the person is a Chacham Shehiyah Lairo, then he goes after Bala Rabba Mubar. Well, he often disagrees with his father, which is not Negev. All the time, father and his son disagree. Talmidim often disagree with the Rebbe, and Tanraim and Amarok. So you're entitled to it. So this is a Gemara at the beginning of Rav Lezer Bedina. So the Shabbos is at 24 o'clock. So one parish, you know about the Reza meal of the Shabbos, and you know about the Reza meal of the Shabbos. So the first half of Rav Lezer Bedina, it says, Rav Lezer ben Hurkinus, Lezer, had unique opinions about a lot of things, and usually they don't accept his opinion because of Lezer Shabbuti, he was one of the Shabbos. Very rarely do we accept the opinions of our friends. Very rarely. Like Beshami's opinion, but very rarely that we accept their opinions. There's supposed to be only 6 cases that we passed them on Beshami out of all the many disputes that they had with the Sunni. So one of the things that Blazer said we don't accept is he holds that if you have a meal of his body, a baby boy was born on Shabbos. So the bris is there, the Shabbos performing the bris is in the law. So if a meal of his body, a baby was born on Shabbos, then he's there for Shabbos. Baby was born a month before and he wasn't healthy, then they're not allowed to do the bris on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. Mil b'shabbos man is a melacha. He's not getting Shabbos or Yom Kippur. The Shabbos, if you have a mil b'zmana, how much of the bris is going to Shabbos? Only the actual performance of the bris meal. What about carrying the knife? What about shopping the knife? What about manufacturing the knife? What about carrying the baby? Blazer's opinion is, Akshirin is, all the hafan is done in his hands. Everything is better Shabbos, and he has been outvoted. He passed the Yom Kippur Shabbos in the 5th and the Yom Kippur Shabbos when the Mashiach is not. The Gemara said, when the Kippur Shabbos plays in his city, the Balabat apologist suffered years after he passed away. He was a Marda Asher. Marda Asher has the status of Rabbi Luba, and he always followed his opinions even years later. And they were never punished. The Gemara says that the Roman government made Xer at one time, not allowing the Jews to put this first meal, and his sinning the Xerah didn't apply the only waters. If they are Mechadah, the mitzvah really so much that they even used to go out of their way to be Mechadah Shabbos, when they're not sharing the Elam, they were legitimate, they were following their Rebbe's Pesach, so they were rewarded, and by them the Xerah Sashmar of the Roman government didn't apply. The Gemara tells on the same page in the 3000 that Lezer Mila, Mar says that yes, I did it, look at the days of the covenant. His opinion is that chicken is not included in possible colors of the Isa, it's not included in the Rabbanah. We pass from chicken is possible colors of the Rabbanah. So he said it doesn't make any sense. You can tell the difference between chicken and meat. Everybody knows the difference. So it doesn't make sense to make the gzer der abonim. You're not allowed to have chicken cooked with milk, because next thing you know, someone's got to cook meat with it. How can you mix up chicken with meat and two different things? You're allowed to cook fish with milk. Nobody mixes up fish with meat. Why should anybody who's right by mix up chicken with meat? It's the same thing, chicken with meat. So if Yosef Levi, so we don't pass on that. Yosef Levi's opinion was, you can eat chicken cooked in milk. So the Gemara says, when the Kamesha of Yosef Levi in his city, even years after he passed away, they followed his opinion. He was the more the Asim, or the Asim had the status of Rabbi Yehuda, and everybody follows the Psaq of Rabbi Yehuda. So even though, so usually they only have one, you only have one with God. Usually you have like, you look up to the Rosh Yerab in the Kaddish, and they only have one with the Rosh Yerab. This crowd be 400 big rabbis that we follow. As far as most of the list of 400 rabbis, but we put in a lot of Ashkenazim, and we leave all of these Spartan out there. We know the this one. They have all of these Spartans put in, they leave out all the Ashkenazim. So each of us, the Spartan Ashkenazim, each has probably a list of 400 rabbis in the you follow your Rabbi Yehuda. What if you have a group of a few rabbis in the pocket? You follow the majority. You follow the consensus of the majority. So that's what it usually is. The Spartans follow a group of 400 rabbis in the pocket, and the majority of them are Spartans. The Ashkenazim follow also a different group of rabbis in the pocket, and the consensus, the majority of them are going to be Ashkenazi. Because we look up the digging, they have a development that we never heard. We have the that they never heard it, that they don't have any shaykh. Each group puts up the whole group of Rabban Levak. So usually, you follow the Tzav of the Rebbe Yehuda. Is there any value in being Machmer like the other opinion? You know there's a Machmer. The Mishnah Beitza tells us, yeah? There is such a thing to be Midas Hasidus to be Choshish to the other opinion. The din is not so. Why is there a Midas Hasidus? The Gemara has a rare place in rare cases. We have a big shas al tzad, the Gemara has a few rounds. The guy who rakhloni this makam of the shas al tzad. What is that? So that's by din the rabbanon. So there's a rule, tzavik the rabbanon is good. Tzavik the rabbanon is good, this is approximately 50-50 tzavik the rabbanon. 50-50, but the facts are 50-50, what tzavik halacha should be. Then you say tzavik the rabbanon is good. What if it's 95-5? That's not called a tzavik the rabbanon. The Gemara has a din. If you have a big shas akad, you die here at Klein in this Mechala B'shas Akad. Dealing with the Gemara Gomer, and something brought on the Kuma, so it's not nowhere near 50-50, or 95-5, so if you have a big shas akad, then you can consider that a Sufik Kovar. It's not a real thing. Speaking honestly, it's not a Sufik. 95-5. But it's what the Ran coins it especially, it's a Sufi Kobe. The Ran and the Rit, the end of the first parakeet tradition. So they said it's called the Sufi Kobe. So in the Sufi Kobe, the Kulan, he can be Mekel, even if it's only a Sufi Kobe. There's a Taz. Taz has a very cool man and a very few smart ones like him. So usually when the Taz expresses an opinion, the Shabbos agrees, Ruba de Ruba, we don't pass the Shabbos, like the Taz. Ruba de Ruba, we pass the Shabbos. And the Taz makes also, because he's made himself. The Taz writes, the Daihra, play with this, Mechal of Mishas, in fact, even applies to a case where you're dealing with an Isra de Ruba. So the Shabbos says, with all due respect, you're absolutely wrong. The Daihra, play with this, Mechal of Mishas, in fact, in 95-5, it's a stretch, we call it a Sufi Kotulu. We apply the rule of Sufi Derabot and Kumi. Because it's a Sufi Deraisa. A Sufi Deraisa is Lukumi, even if we put him in 50-50, it's Lukumi. So if it's 95-5, it's Lukumi. What can you say if you die in this Mekawa Mishasa? It only applies to Dina Derabot. Sometimes in Agunas, the Akwana would be Maker. Akwana would be Maker because it's such a Sakat. The woman is young, she's only 25 years old. Husband's missing, so the rest of her life she's going to remain single. If her husband's missing, you don't know for sure that he's alive or dead. So that's a big shot. So the Akronim say a lot of times there'll be makeovers, there's a minority opinion, so they are plenty of Machal B'Shaz Akhtar. So they explain why, because mine generally, and so the husband drowned in the ocean. Yisroel Grandi Yashem didn't come up. So there's a Chumra in the Rabbanan, and maybe he came up at the other end. If it's a lake that you can see all the edges of the lake, and you're standing there trying to save him, and he doesn't come up. So if you see he didn't come up, he's standing there for an hour, nobody came out of the lake, you see all the edges. But if it's such a long river or an ocean that you don't see all the edges of the body of water, that's for Mayim She'ela himself, we can't see all the edges of the water. And maybe the husband survived, maybe he went under the water and he came out somewhere else. And he didn't see him come out. So very far fetched question. So I mean our Torah we assume Mayim She'ela, so in our Torah we assume the husband is really dead. It's only a chumra with the Rabban. So by Mayim She'ela himself, sometimes the Achronim will be Mako. By saying it's a machlekes about a certain detail, so they say, "Kedai here I'm playing this mechalik b'shalas atzak." They'll always mechaber writes like that because they start off by saying, "Mayim she'enam sof." We know the husband is dead, so the natar she's a letter in there. Dealing with the chumah the rabbanon to begin with, so then if they're out, it's done in the hakol, so there's room for delay. But on a real issue, they're rising. Like now, a group of non-learned Orthodox rabbis decided to solve the world's problem of avunus. They got together, they hung up a shingle, they are the international festival for agunas. So people are so stupid. I hang up the sign, I'm the international doctor for cancer cure. So the shogoyim are going to come to me. I don't know the first thing about cancer. So people read the advertising newspaper. They go to them. If they need a doctor, they wouldn't go to the guy who hangs up the shingle. He would ask, what are your credentials for? So they publicize their chubas. So in Mako, a woman is absolutely an ageless ish there, he said. And they say, there's a shita sayochet about something, kedai haraplan lis mochal b'shasach. Because the Taz says so. Taz says, kedai haraplan lis mochal b'shasach, Christ will be there. If you look in these texts, the Taz made a mistake. The Taz made a lot of mistakes. Most of the time, we do not pass from like the Taz. These guys didn't know the secret. They didn't know that. Most of the time, we do not pass from like most of the time we pass like the Shah. Very rarely we pass like the Taz when the Shah disappears. This is one case in which Taz absolutely all our friends say like the Shah. But Kedai Raplanis Mukhal Bashar Satchak only applies to a case to Rabbah. We have, for example, another case, Hilchas Adelus. The Gemara says, whatever you have, Komokim Shatamotzi, Yochid Nekel, the Rabbi Machlirin. Halachic is very rabbi, yachid for rabbi, halachic for rabbi, mother the kula, mother kula. So if the rabbi, my machmir, and the yachid is mekel, you don't say sofik the rabban and the kula. It's an issue of the rabban. That's not called a sofik the rabban. Sofik the rabban is 50-50, or close to 50-50. Here it's 95% to 5%, so you don't say sofik the rabban and the kula. But in Hilchas Avelus, we are mekel. Hilchas Avelus. Allah gives the Ramekel Ba'ogah. Why? Because we learn out from the Pasik that any slight sophic culture in Hilchas Avelus is going to Kula. Even if it's an issue of the Raisa, not only it's an issue of Rabban. Even if you have an aspect of Avelus that's the Raisa, he also said, sophic, any slight sophic culture in Avelus, you always go to Kula. Orlo Kutsula Avelus. Orlo Kutsula, it's also a visible. Orlo means if you plant the tree so that it grows the first 3 years, and then it can grow. Very often nothing will grow. So whatever grows the first 3 years is also achim, also anor, that's orlo. So in the Chumash, it only says in Parashas Kedoshim, the survey of ha'aretz, when the titan called it's mach, the come there it's Yisroel, when they plant the fruit-bearing tree, v'aralta ma'losa, sholoshana ma'arem, v'yelachem lo yot. You're not allowed to eat the pears that grow. If anything grows, the first 3 years. Orlo b'chut smarts is not really a Chumash. So that's a machlekes in the Gemara. Is that halacha l'moshe misina, or is it the Rabban? So the Gemara says, even if it's halacha l'moshe misina, which means that it's deraisa, still kach nemar halacha, that sofik orlo b'chutz l'oretz is buddha. So not only a sofik hashokul, not only 50-50, it's even more l'hokul than a sveka d'rabban l'kul. Sveka d'rabban l'kul, it's efshe l'var b'kal. If you can easily ascertain what the facts of the case are, so that's not fair to call it a sofik d'rabban l'kul. The sofik orlo b'chutz l'oretz, let's say I go to the goy, he has a farm, he say I want to buy grapes, I don't even have to ask him. Show me which vine you plucked it off, and every vine has a sign when it was planted. They don't even have to try to ascertain easily. The information is easily ascertainable. You're not going to ask any question. Any sophic company, you go to Kula by all of the food stores. So the Gemara says, whatever there's a machlokes, in Hilchas Orla and in Eretz Yisrael when you go to Chumra, because that opinion was outvoted, 95-5 is outvoted. When it comes to Orla B'chutz L'Orts, Halach is the voice of B'chutz L'Orts. Why? Because that's the Ran in the end of the first parak in Kedushin, the Ran on the Rit. He says, any Sofik Kodim. So you see, whenever you have a Machloikis Yochid Hirabim, the Shittas HaYochid, we say, Eilu Eilu Dibu L'Kim Chayim. When you learn the Shittas HaYochid, it constitutes a mitzvah from the Torah. It's a Chavah. Not only that, we consider it a Sofik Kodim, what the Halach is. Not only it's a Chepsa Shal Torah that you make Haim Chavah Torah, it's considered a Sofik Kodim, maybe the din is like that. So in rare cases, in the case of Orla Chutzlot, in the case of Hilchas Sandelus, a few other cases like that also. And what was the other case we said? Kedai Hirapon, this Mechala B'Shas Lachak, if you have a big Shas Lachak, it's an issue of the Rabbanus, and we say it's a Sophic Kogur. With a stretch, we call it a Sophic Rabbon Rakub. The Shas Lachak, we consider that also a Sophic Rabbon Rakub. So that's even a further step of Eilu Eilu Dinu Kimchaim. The basic Eilu Eilu Dinu Kimchaim is like Bishama Nisil. So we discussed Bishama's opinion. So that's Talmud Torah. But the Gemara said Bishama Bavaka Masil Eina Nishma. We do not rely Bishama at all. Even the Orla Chutzlot and the Hilchas Avelos, you don't follow at all. Why not? Because they were sitting together, they were Omdil Aminyan. So they were outvoted. Whenever they're outvoted, then you only apply Eilu Eilu Dinu Kimchaim with respect to the one level. But when you learn their opinion, it's a chepta shel Torah, so it's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But you wouldn't consider it a sabbat kolta what the din is. But whenever you have any other machlokes, and they weren't on the minyan, so it's in the Nesivos, lived in two different countries. Shach and Lataz, they didn't sit together. They lived in the same country, but they didn't discuss things together. So no one was outvoted. So then you say, Eilel Dil Kinchayin, on an additional level. Not only that it's a chepta shel Torah, and we discuss that opinion, it's a Talmud Torah, it's even considered itself a kolta who halach alamais. So here, because we say, Eilu Eilu Dinu Kimchaim, that's why there's Besra Rabbi Natan here, and the Tesis of Gimel Naman Aleph, Rabbi Natan finds it of value to one that satisfied the shita that has not been accepted. We paskin that the mafter is Eilu Laminyan HaKurim. So Nikra, then you only have to give 5 aliyahs on the other. The 5th aliyah will be the mafter. You only have to give 6 aliyahs in Yom Kippur, 7 aliyahs in Shabbos, and the last aliyah of the Torah will be the mafter. But the Rabbi Natan says, why not go out of your way slightly? There's not such a big bracha. If you say, Necha Vasa, the other mandama whose opinion has not been accepted, because they will be able to give the Kim Khan. So there's a value to be choshish for the Shita Sayyot. It's a midas chasidis to be choshish for the Shita Sayyot. Bishama Bisil, he wouldn't say, because the Gemara said Bishama Bakum Bisil and Mishnah. He absolutely, because they were on the dominion, they were together, they were outvoted. But over here, it's not, they weren't together, they weren't outvoted. The accepted opinion is, Rabbi Natan thinks. Rabbi Shulam holds not so. Rabbi Shulam thinks the accepted opinion is that the Mafter is not oil the minion Shiva. And he thinks that Taina Seba is different. We explain why, because only one of the. But Rabbi Natan thinks it was an on the dominion here, they weren't outvoted. So he says there was a machlokes and there was never a vote, but the accepted shita halach al ma'aseh to be machter is oila. But why not do a midas chasidus to the yotze, the other shita as well? I was told, I never saw this myself. I was told that this was occurred a few times. Moshe Feinstein was a sweet person. He was a very sweet person. So when we used to invite him to the wedding, knew how much it meant to the families of few times. When he was invited, he'd come to the in fact, you know, Rabbi Michal Shurkin is already here in the so he learned Baruch Moshe Feinstein. He's a big joker, Michal Shurkin. So he says, during those years, if you got married, Rabbi Moshe wasn't at your wedding, the kala's because it's free. We're not so sure that you got married. Rabbi Moshe wasn't there. I can tell. Moshe went to all the weddings. Anybody who invited me came to the wedding. So I was told I never saw this. Moshe would come to the wedding, he would take a suit and he would fill it up. He had a printed form of the suit. And if a blaze of silver would fly in from Shinshineti, he used to live in Shinshineti, so if he would fly in, he always came late to weddings. He would come, he would demonstratively rip up the suit that Moshe Feinstein wrote. He used to come with a top hat, he was a character with a capital K. And he would write the whole suit by heart. Because there's one opinion in the Mishnah Gittin, a get, you cannot use a printed form, because the get needs to see the Mishnah. So you don't use a printed form, just go. It's like a ksuba and a kinayim. You don't need lishma. So you can take a printed form and you fill it out. But a get needs to see the Mishnah. So there's one time in the Mishnah Gittin, a Yuda, he's of the opinion that there's a xerim and a rabbanim. Just like a get, the notary needs to see the lishma, can't use a printed form. You should never use a printed form on a ksuba either. You have to write. So Rav Lezer Silva would always come in and rip up the ksuba of the Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe would just sit there and he wouldn't write it. He wouldn't say poof. And Rav Lezer would rewrite the whole ksuba. Rav Moshe Weinstein got the last word because he wrote tshuvas. But Rav Silva didn't write any tshuvas. So Rav Moshe Weinstein has a tshuva. So in the middle of a tshuva he writes, talking about something else. He writes, would anybody in his right mind think that there's a midas and a sedas not to use a printed text of a ksuba? Write the whole ksuba right here because Rav Yehuda said so. Mishnah says Rav Yehuda was, they were umdu l'minyan, they were all together, he was outvoted. Whenever the person was outvoted, there's no midas and sedas in the Toshish for his opinion. And he said, that's why Beshamah did mock in the Sillah in Mishnah. That's why there's no midas and sedas to be machma like Beshamah. We don't hold. We say the original statement of Gemara Erevin that you give a Eilu Liela doing in fact the original statement is by Beisham and Beisil, but it applies to other cases more so than Beisham and Beisil. Beisham were outvoted; they were under the minyan. So we only allow, we only apply Eilu Liela doing the Kimchaim on one level there. When we learn Beisham and Shita, it's not different terms; it's in the public term because they were working with the Midrash Torah and Rashi. So we're talking about ideas of Torah. But as far as Pesach Halacha is concerned, whenever they were together, they were under the minyan, so then we totally ignore Halacha Maisa Diyanashi. So that is Rabbi Natan. This Rabbi Natan says, even though he thinks that we pass the Halacha Maisa is over the minyan, Akurin, right from the time of Sikha, when you're not allowed to make those suffers, but if it's Shabbos Yom for the Yom Kippur, where you're permitted to make those suffers, so we go out of our way to be choshish for the other opinion. It's a midas chassidus to be machma like the other opinion. That's a Mishnah Beta has like that. The Rabbi Gamliel's family used to be machma like the other sheep, even though we're not Muslim. This idea that there is a machloek is 95-5. And the sheep that's in Liut, it wasn't really on the dominion. It was on the dominion, so we ignore it completely. It wasn't on the dominion. So we consider it as a Sotah Kodul. So this is Pogeya number one, Mishas Atchak, he can be Mekol, if it's a Dinder Adonim. And Ba'avelis, you go to Kula. And Erev, you go to Kula, the Gemara says. Where else do you go to Kula? Or the B'chutz Lot, you go to Kula. And a few more things like that. Did Imamidus, the person who's Buchzat and Imamidus, they can say Kidli Kamir. I hold like the Shita that was not accepted, but was never outvoted. They lived in different countries. They can say, I'm the Muxa. They have no right to take away my money. I hold like that other Shita. So this is an important Rabbi Natan. This is part of their biggest story. This was a theme that was introduced in the Pesach Halacha by the Hasidi Ashkenaz. Until Hasidi Ashkenaz at the end of the period of the Bali Atosmas. So the for many years, the practice was the Balei HaTosfos, Paskan like Tosfos, and the Sfarim and Paskan like the Rambam, and I'm a Rambam. That was the end of the story. And then they developed a style of halacha, Pesach halacha, to try to be choshish for all the opinions. Try to be choshish for the other ones' opinions. Even though that's not the way we pass the halacha. So they have the Mishkan Nisyankin has this. Mishkan Nisyankin was a student of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. First part of Alasha Yeshiva in 1801, 1802. He was one of the early students. He was the rabbi in Karlin. They had Karlin a Hasidim, so he fought a lot with the Hasidim. Alasha was anti-Hasidim. Alasha was a time, Alasha was a Talmud of the Dulmi Goy. So there are several Chumas in the Mishkan Yankar that are outright against the Hasidim. He used to insist on using a green escort, so he said a green escort is puzzle. He still insists not using a green escort. He explains that it's puzzle. There's a lot of Chumas about it. He says, see them are wrong. You have to put on, there is no such Zohar, you have to put on Tfilah Halamoy. That's quite a few Jews attacking the Zohar. So the Mishkan Nisyankin had a correspondence with Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius. You imagine, he was the businessman who lived in Brod. But he he was more famous than the rabbi in Brooklyn. He wanted to choose Beis HaKaran. So Rav Mishka was Yankov had a correspondence with the Beis HaKaran on Hilchas Eruv. The Beis HaKaran lived in Galitzi. So in Galitzi, every city had a word. And the Mishka was Yankov was a Litvishan, so he's opposed to all the Eruv. He has a few reasons why he's not happy with Brooklyn. So in the middle of one of the tshuvas that Rabbi Frank Zamra goes, but Eruv, he has a note, a footnote. All of this, the Mishkan Tzadikim is written in Rashi script in thin letters, and the footnotes are printed in bold, heavy print, bold block letters. So you can't, it's unmistakable. In the middle, you have bold letters, and he has a little footnote. He says, the Maharam Rutenberg was from the period, he was in the end of the Baliyat Basis. Rutenberg was the Talmud of Yozer Ruach, and he was the Rebbe. Bar Mitzvah was the Rebbe of the Rosh, and the Mordechai goes Maimonides, the end of the Baal HaTosis period. So the Bar Mitzvah introduced this new theme into Pesach Halacha. You try to do things in such a way that you satisfy all the opinions. That this Rabbi Natan says like that. This is from also this very earlier generation. This Chassidi Ashkenaz, the Choshish for all the Shivas. So we have the Shulchan Aruch. I think they quote more than 10 times. They quote the Maharam Rutenberg as having introduced recommendations in Pesach Halacha that is satisfied all the opinions. For example, second night Rosh Hashanah, when they say Kiddush, there's a big dispute whether they say Shachyana or not. Second night Pesach, second night Shavuot, second night Sukkot, it's a stake of the Yom, so they say Shachyana. Second night Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaRichto, so maybe half of the Rishonim say you don't say Shachyana. So we pass through that you do. So the Maharam Rutenberg introduced his practice. You should have either a Begad Chodesh or a Pichodosh, so be sure the Shachyana won't be a Bracha Levatom. Or there's a Machlekes in Mishnayos and Machlekes. The early Baalei HaTosis, it was defeated. The later Baalei HaTosis, they forgot what the Pesach was in the earlier generation. If you make a cake, and you only use make pears, you didn't use any water at all, so there's a Machlekes Satanayim or Yechai Mechalim. It should be Machlekes Chalim without a Bracha. That's not really right to do a mitzvah without saying a bracha. What correct is, you should always try to seek a bracha. To do a mitzvah, you should say a bracha. So the Maharam Rutenberg had this recommendation of making such a cake. You should always use a little bit of water. So for sure you're chayav mechalim. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this recommendation. They quote more than 10 times, spread all over the Shulchan Aruch, 10 times recommendations for the Maharam Rutenberg how to do things in such a fashion to satisfy all the opinions, to be able to take all the sheets. So that the Mishnah Berurah took that thing and he multiplied it by 1,000. Every other page in the Mishnah Berurah tells you, stand on your head or balance yourself on your right thumb and do it this way so you satisfy all the opinions. That's why in Shabbat, that's what we did. The Kohen got the first Aliyah, the whole Pashas, Kukas, and then the name of Tefillah, to satisfy the both opinions. But that's what we do on the Shmini Atzeret. That's what we do, to satisfy the both opinions. We do like that. That was a theme that was introduced into Pesach Halacha, usually by the Meir HaSidi Ashkenazi. And this Rabbi Natan, called Gimel HaManal, he says that's what it's based on. The Talmud practice is based on that. We want to satisfy the other opinion, even though we're not really passing like that opinion. This is a big topic. So that's a wimpy book. We're still in the middle of the Mishnah. Yeah, then it says you only give maftar on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. You don't give maftar on Chalamoid. You don't give maftar on Chalamoid or on Rosh Chodesh. What if it's Rosh Chodesh or Chodesh for Shabbos? What if it's Shabbos Chalamoid? So you got to have Torah because it's Shabbos, not because it's Rosh Chodesh, not because it's Chalamoid. So the question is, when you say the bracha, after the haftar, they say Mikadesh HaShabbos. But when you daven Musaf, you're going to say Mikadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hashem Kadoshim. You're going to say Musaf v'Chalamoy, Shabbos v'Chalamoy, you're going to say Mikadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim. So what about when you say the Haftar? There is no Rosh Chodesh v'Chalamoy v'Hanah, Mechai v'Haftar. But it's Shabbos Chalamoy. So you're saying Haftar because it's Shabbos. So what's the Musaf HaBrach that you say? What's the Chasim? So that's a Machloikis in Perek Dama Nadim. Machlokes Amoraim on the Gemara, and the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos had a pasuk. The Gemara says a little bit what the pasuk is, It is not clear whether the Gemara meant we pass in all the cases like that, or some of the cases. Machloek is fashion cases. So what do we do? So the Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Magos Ben Hogim. There's a sefer Ben Hogim by Rabbi Isaac Tirna. They're not sure exactly where the city Tirna is. They think Tirna is in Hungary. You read it with the sefer Hogim. At the bottom of the page, it's called Magos Ben Hogim by somebody else. I forgot about who wrote the sefer. I'm going to have Isaac Tirna. I go to have him somebody else. So the Ramah quotes this. I go to have him. And on Shabbos Chalamoy, Pesach, they say Mekadesh HaShabbos. On Shabbos Chalamoy, Tzuk, they say Mekadesh HaShabbos for Yisrael HaAzman. Where'd they come up with this idea? In the Gemara, in Dabar Madlikin, it's a Machloikis Amorahim, the same Machloikis on Shabbos Rishvedish, Shabbos Chalamoy Pesach, Shabbos Chalamoy Tzuk. Chalamoyim and Rosh Chodesh are not mechayiv in haftarah. Because usually it's a yom sheish but bittul malacha. People have to come to work. You don't say maftarah. You don't say haftarah. Shabbos is mechayiv in haftarah. So it's the same all four and the same all three in the same book. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Chalamoy Pesach, Shabbos Chalamoy Sukkot. They came up with this compromise based on the Gemara. The Gemara in Megillah says, how come? How come on Sukkot we say Halal Shalom every day? How come on Pesach we only say Halal Shalom on the first day? The Gemara says Sukkot is Chalukim Mikabra Nesei. Every day there's a Parsha in the Chumash, 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 every day is a different Kabra. And Pesach, Pachat Asala Yom Shivas Yom, all the 7 days of Pesach including the one Parsha. Because Sukkot is Chalukim Mikabra Nesei, and therefore you say Halal Shalom every day. Okay, so it's not Chalukim Mikabra Nesei, just to repeat the same garbage every day, so you only say Halal Shalom on the first day of Pesach. So the Hagos Minhagim, quoted by the Ramah, says that's the reason for our compromise. Shabbos Chalamat Sukkot, because Chalukim Mikabra Nesei, so therefore you say Kadosh HaShabbos Yisrael Hazman. Shabbos Chalamat Pesach, you don't. So the Gemara Goyim says, Hagmash. Doesn't make any sense. What does it got to do with anything? The Gemara never made such a distinction. So the Gemara Goyim says, it's not right. Either you do all three the same, either you say on all three, or Shcheresh, Shchali is B'Shabbos, Shabbos Chalamai Tzuka, Chalamai Pesach, and all three, they're all in the same boat. And we don't, Shabbos or Shcheresh, we don't mention Shcheresh in the bracha after. We just end off with Kaddish HaShabbos. Shabbos Chalamai Pesach also you don't mention. Chalamai Tzurkas also you don't mention. Remember, I was once in the yeshiva. I was once in Schneider's yeshiva. It used to be yeshiva in London. Schneider's yeshiva. They closed down many years ago. I remember the Rosh Yeshiva at that time was a Alta Alpa. He put out the Ritwan Bob Mitzvah. So a lot of people knew. But now he was good. So he told the Gabbai, make sure that whoever gets mafta should say like the Vilna Goy. You shouldn't say it was printed in the city. So the Gabbai was going around trying to get someone to say mafta. They were all afraid to argue with the city. So the Gabbai came back to the Rosh Hashim and said, everyone's afraid. So the Rosh Hashim said, I'm not afraid of the city. Give me the mafta. I'll say the way he's supposed to. I said, the Kaddish on Shabbos. I didn't want to say what it said in the city. Yeah. So again, Chalamoy Rav Shchelish, there is no mafta, but it's Shabbos Chalamoy. Shabbos and Shchelish, of course, there is mafta, but that's not like this. But he mentioned Rav Shchelish and Chalamoy in the Brichas Achtoira, and it's not like this. Rashi and Tosfos had a pasuk there, and the accepted pasuk really is that you don't mention Chalamoy, you don't mention Rav Shchelish. The Ramah has the meaning that Shabbos Chalamoy Tzukas you do, and it doesn't make any sense. You really shouldn't follow that. Okay, we better stop here.